This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Michael McDonald does that to some people. Not me, but some people.
His voice is so unique.
It is, isn't it?
It's so recognizable.
It's like, wait a minute, hold on.
Would not have pegged you as a Doobie Brothers fan, but hey, what do you know?
It's a good way to start.
Happy to
Monday.
Be surprised. Look Got at the bling. Groove. What's the bling?
Oh, yeah. This is old.
But it's still blingy.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you get when you get by local.
I'm all with it. Dr. Juanita Morris is in the studios with us today, one of our favorite people in all the world. And I got to tell you, I have a hard time just keeping up with your social media. You're just always doing something.
Yeah. Life
it
is
appears
short.
That way.
Nah, I don't feel like I do a lot, though. I only do a couple things here and there.
Do you follow your own social media? Jeez Louise.
No.
You have a way of making me feel really guilty when I'm being like a lazy slug. And I'm already feeling guilty because that's my personality. And then I go, oh, look, Dr. Morris is out with like 19 kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, doing an overnight, you know, with whatever.
Praying.
Yes. Do you feel like a busy person?
I don't. Okay. Nope. And I've scaled back quite a bit, too. So
I'm good for I'm glad for you.
Yep.
Scaling back is, I think, a requirement for high achievers or people that are always at it. It's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
For us,
yep.
Physically, mentally, right? We feel bad about it.
Yep, you do.
You know, so you got to get to the point where you get past that to get rest.
Yeah.
And this weekend, I was the laziest bum. I mean, I don't even think like my Fitbit or my watch even activated. I mean, it was like that much, right? Slept like 9.5 hours.
Oh, that's good.
You know, all the stuff that I never do.
That's good.
But then I felt bad about it all.
No, I was in all day Saturday, but I was in studying for an exam. So, yeah, I just didn't leave the house on Saturday, but back at it on Sunday.
How do you keep motivated?
I stay central to what's important to me and try to figure out how to continue to make an impact. And that's it.
How do you measure that, though? I mean, you know, what satisfaction level or levels do you get from like being able to physically see that impact?
I'm not sure that I measure it well, because I feel like if today I was called home, that I would not or had not done enough. So I'm not sure that I measure it well.
I'm a white guy in his 50s. What is called home? You mean dying?
He's going on to glory. Okay. Just called on home to Jesus.
He's closed his eyes. All right. I got it.
My final resting stop. Didn't I sound like a minister?
A little bit. I was going to look for the plate. So if you were called home.
You know, having a hot flash.
It's interesting when you think about because I do. Maybe it is just an age perspective thing, that stuff you don't think about when you're younger. And you know, like in the political world, you'd think about like a legacy or something like that. I don't really think of it that way. Mm-hmm. But I also think of it completely different than I would have in my 20s or 30s. I think in like that I know I have limited time left.
You got limited time.
I've got less time left than I've had.
Yep. And right? Higher stakes. Like if I think about me, I got higher stakes.
Yeah. And you want to spend the time, you know, moving that needle maybe more than you paid attention to in the past. Like, okay, this feels good to do this, but does it really change anything?
And that's what I was having a conversation with my husband yesterday. I was like, okay, I'm doing this thing. I said, but does it matter? Right? Because that's the measure for me now. If it doesn't matter, then I'm not going to spend the time and the calories.
Yeah.
And that's hard sometimes.
Yeah, but I think you get, the older you get, the one thing you do get is perspective.
Yes.
And I think that is a game changer in life. The crappy thing is you should get it up front, because you could then do a lot more.
Just got to go through some crap, right?
You really do.
Go through the crap.
And then we get perspective.
And then we get perspective.
It would work better the other way around, but that's just not going to be the way it is.
Nope.
All right. So are you a seasonal person? Do you enjoy winter?
I like winter now better, but I don't like snow. And when I came home 5 years ago, the winter was crippling because I was in the South for a long time.
Yeah.
So I just am not fond of the snow.
You know what's crazy? I loved watching the snow in the football game yesterday because they were in Buffalo.
Yes.
Now on TV, I'm going, that looks really cool. I want it here.
But the New York folks, and I always wonder, how do they continue to live there? With the snow.
When you see pictures of homes.
Yes.
Like literally under snow. I mean, like, you know, the they got to carve out like a walkway with plywood to get out of their house. Yeah. I'd be gone in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Certainly wouldn't be buying season tickets to the outdoor stadium.
Anything.
But they're tougher. I guess they're used to it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not, you know, and I don't think we have it bad. If I think about the winter and the water in the Florida area and in the coast areas and the fires in California. And so I'll take a little snow here, but I'll just stay in.
Are you an outdoors person?
It's not my jam. It is not my jam. No, indeed.
Not at all.
Wouldn't
go camping?
Not interested, unless there's a hotel in the middle of the forest.
Okay, well, we could probably find that. Now yes. I'm thinking that maybe we need to do a camping trip.
Inside of a hotel.
No, great. Like an actual camping trip.
With a tent?
Yeah.
So that.
Huh?
I like the Doobie Brothers now better.
I think that maybe what I'm thinking about in my head here is like an eclectic group of campers, non-campers, to go camping this summer.
Is that like one of those, like a yurt or something is out there, or just outside?
Not glamping. Because that
I was trying to disguise it.
That's a big thing
yes.
Now where people pay a lot of money to go.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm okay with that too. No, I'm thinking that we should do some sort of like weekend thing.
We should maybe try just like one full day outside first.
Why don't we start with like a lock in at the Y? Right? We can do that.
No. Yeah, because that gives me anxiety too.
I know, but we could probably manage through that,
no,
I think.
The healing power of nature.
You sound like Jesus right
now. The Japanese have a phrase that basically translates to nature bathing. The mental and physical thing that you get. I'm telling you, I spent most of my life not doing this. And I was more like you.
Yes.
And when we took a trip to Utah a couple of years ago, I mean, my eyes were just open to the unbelievable, like the power of that at its rawest form in the middle of nowhere with nobody, and the ability to see galaxies and the Milky Way. I mean, it was life changing.
And so this is like, now you're talking to a almost 50-year-old black chick.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new.
I don't stereotype that way.
Yes, white guy.
about myself. No, I think that we could just take a little trip to Shelbyville or something like that with good people and have, I'm telling you, there is a kernel of genius in this.
Okay, so you're going to write that down?
I'm going to make notes. I think we bring the cameras. Who knows? I do think that there is something that's very healing about nature in a mental capacity. I mean, the being out in it, mm-hmm. Whether it's just trail walking or whatever, that there is something that's hard to describe that you can get out of the habit of, and you don't even know you miss it until you get back out there.
Okay, so we're going to do it.
Okay. This is what I love about you. I can throw anything at you.
We're going to do it.
We are.
I'm going to pray for you, though.
Okay. I can handle it. Bring it. I'm okay. I will be okay. Now, have you ever camped?
Yeah, when I was a kid. In Cub Scouts?
Don't you feel like you're missing something there? Like you're not, you know, you're not getting... Okay.
But he could totally... His Tesla has like a camp mode.
There you go.
And I don't even know.
What does that mean?
You can set it up to just kind of sleep in it. It's got dog mode. We could that would be camping.
Yeah.
We're not going to Shelbyville so you can sleep in your Tesla. Jesus. I mean, that is about as...
Like by the water, I can roll down a window and look at the outdoors.
You know, I noticed I knew that and I don't even have a Tesla. Yeah.
That is the douchiest thing I have heard in a long time.
I don't even have to pack stuff.
You're not that guy. Don't be that
guy. I'm not that guy. I don't really have the desire to be outside.
Not a good look for anyone. Not at all.
Not
Why?
Really. Because I think outside. Okay, so I
you
think.
You love it, rain.
I know. You put me in the right outdoor circumstance and I can feel the majesty, you know, everything that's great about it. But if I'm out in the woods, I'm thinking what's around. It's anxiety. To some degree, not crazy anxiety.
Well, then it'll
be
good for you then to overcome that anxiety. We actually happen to live in a great place as far as being in the woods to not worry about things. We don't have bears. We don't have mountain lions. We don't have scorpions. We're pretty good.
We're passing the plate, Nick.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but what if there's like birds? That's a joke. I'm being silly. Okay. I'm aware there are birds there.
Yeah. I don't think the birds are going to do it. That seems like an irrational fear of outdoors. God.
Boy, but this
think about it. We could do s'mores. We could have great conversation. We could see the stars. We have so much light pollution in this country.
Yeah.
You know, you don't realize it until you get somewhere where you can actually see.
You've got some clarity around this concept.
I do. And I think it would also be fun. You get the right group. This would be like the perfect dinner party, but you throw the curveball of being everybody's outside their comfort zone.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do it. It's going to be interesting.
This is like old people dropping acid. We're not going to actually do that or anything, but just the idea of just getting out in nature and thinking about it in a different way. I love it.
We've talked about Jesus, the Doobie Brothers camping, and
that's all of it.
And dropping acid.
And dropping acid.
I didn't hear that part.
In 5 minutes.
That's what makes you a great guest. What's coming up Wednesday at 5?
Oh, Wednesday at 5. You know what? We've interviewed
school board candidates.
Yeah, Wetzel, and we've also interviewed Detrice Weathers. And so this Wednesday at 5, you'll hear from Jacob Jenkins.
Okay. So you're doing all the candidates for District 61 School Board. Very important position.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Trying it out.
So the podcasts are available, by the way. If you can go to nowtokitty.com, if you haven't heard any of the previous or you miss any, you can always get them at your own pace. It's super important. This is an important year.
It is. It really, really is.
Love you, Dr. Morris. Thank you.
Too.
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.